We're going to be doing something a little bit different now. Just over a week ago, hundreds of people were displaced by the devastating fires in Masipumalele. And the Dis-Chem Foundation jumped straight into action. And talking to our sister station, KFM, about what they can do to help, they decided to donate 50,000 rand to the Humanitarian Empowerment Fund in the process. But we all realize that there's always more that can be done. So today we decided to check in with both parties, the Dis-Chem Foundation and the Humanitarian Empowerment Fund, and find out what needs to be done and where Cape Talk can help. So I'm delighted to be joined on the line now by Cleet Stevens of the Humanitarian Empowerment Fund. Cleet, thanks for joining us this afternoon. How much progress has been made in the last week with regards to people rebuilding their homes and reestablishing themselves?
Yes, good afternoon, Amy. Yes, as you just said, we were on the ground last week, Tuesday. We done a food distribution with the Dis-Chem Foundation, and we've done one again today. And in a week, last week there was basically everything burned down, everything flat. Everybody was running around just to rebuild some type of a structure, just to just to have a roof over there. And coming a week later, there's structures up, homes up, or shacks, I should rather say. But the big, big, big need is there's nothing in the place. No mattresses, very few, I should say, and blankets and so forth. So I think that's the biggest need. And obviously from a building perspective, just flooring, because, your cement floor, some tiles or some, carpets or so forth. So that's the big thing. But in a week, I must say, the Ubuntu spread amongst the community. Just everybody pitching in there and trying to assist and help. And we're working with a Living Hope organization that's on the ground in Masipumalele that's doing the distribution and so forth. They're doing amazing, amazing work. So I would say if anybody in the Cape wants to work, wants to drop off or assist Masipumalele, that's the organization to do a drop off with.
Cleet, we heard the news reports last week when the homes had burnt down about children that were standing there just staring at their former homes. They had lost absolutely everything. They had no school uniform. They had no books. Now we're heading into December. I know you said that people need mattresses and cement and things like that, but surely people also need clothing and stationery for the new school year and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think, you look at the immediate need and you look at the need in a few weeks' time, which is New Year, if you hear what I'm saying. So the need now is obviously what I mentioned with food and obviously clothing. Obviously other organizations have pitched in for clothing and so forth. But the thing that was heart-wrenching for me last week was to see the school books burnt and the kids that were supposed to write exams and so forth had no books and couldn't study. And that was like, wow. And it was really touching, So there's a sense of despair and hopelessness, but also, when people start working together, you start inspiring one another. But I think it's a huge challenge when it's going to come to school uniform and stationery for January.
Cleet, I'm going to put you on hold for a moment because listening to this conversation is Jacqueline Carlberg of the Dis-Chem Foundation. Jacqueline, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Good. Well, thank you.
It's amazing what the Dis-Chem Foundation did last week for the people of Masipumalele, stepping in and donating 50,000 rand to go somewhere towards restoring their lives after those fires. Why do you like to get involved in situations like this?
Well, the Dis-Chem Foundation is all about caring for the community, and these people are indeed part of our community. The first fire was obviously devastating, and then when the second one hit and completely flattened the entire area, it was absolutely shocking as we'd gone in to assist with the first fire, only to have the second one still smoldering. And so we've come back now a second time to donate a further 50,000 rand to assist with food security for the residents and for the community. And it's important that we all come together and assist those in need.
Amazing. So not only was there that 50,000 rand donation last week, but you've stepped in once again today to do even more.
Absolutely. People must eat. There are other necessities, Amy, as you so correctly pointed out, and any other organizations or companies that would be able to assist with clothing and the likes thereof, that would be fantastic. We can all care for our communities together.
Well, what an amazing effort. And Jacqueline, thank you so much to you and all your colleagues at the Dis-Chem Foundation for stepping in like that to assist the people of Masipo-Malele.
Thank you. And our great thanks to the Humanitarian Empowerment Fund, Keith is amazing, our eyes and ears on the ground, who always keeps us appraised. And so lovely to hear him more upbeat today. Last week was devastating.
Oh, I can only imagine. Cleet, it's fantastic news that the Dis-Chem Foundation has stepped in with even more assistance. How do you feel about that today?
Yeah, I know the Dis-Chem Foundation is very dear and close to us. We've been working alongside them and in the Jagersfontein disaster, in the floods in KZN. And they're basically all over the place where they can assist and help, full of compassion and empathy. Jackie and Lynette and the whole team are just phenomenal.
And I imagine that there must have been a huge sense of gratitude and relief among the people of Masipo-Malele today.
100%, especially last week. You know, now everything's starting to be rebuilt. And like Jackie said, the aftermath of the fire. I mean, it was the Monday evening they put out the fire. We were there the Tuesday morning. And then you've just seen the smoke, the water puddles flow from the fire brigade and so forth. It was at the square when we came with the food. I mean, yes, you could just see, you know, all the daily necessity and daily needs was just so appreciated. And what a lovely community, lovely attitudes, and very receiving it. You know, in the midst of the circumstance, you know, they were very grateful and very thankful.
And can you just remind our listeners, if they would like to assist with donating goods to the victims of the Masipo-Malele fires, what is the best way to go about doing so?
I think they can contact me clete@hefund.org.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, both of you, Jacqueline and Cleet. And so nice to hear the heartwarming and good work that's being done to assist those victims of the Masipo-Malele fires. I must say, last Monday when those fires were raging, I went to visit a friend who lives in Lake Michelle in Noortuk. And the back end of Lake Michelle borders on Masipo-Malele. And we went outside to look at the smoke and hearing the screams of people who are watching their homes burn down was so chilling. I can't describe it to you. It was really, really awful. So if anybody out there is doing a bit of a spring clean and you have goods to spare, I would suggest that you get in touch with Cleet and donate items to those victims of the Masipo-Malele fires.